So, I have to admit I'm not much of a fan of the gospel lesson for today. Well, we'll get to some of that. For me, it gets a little too personal, early and often, if you will, like the divorce stuff. Not fun for any of us who have dealt with divorce in our own lives or in our family's lives. So let me skip over that for a moment and wonder, did any of you miss the congregational meeting last Sunday? You were all here? Well, you're in luck because you're going to get to do it again today. I have good news. For one thing, in a few minutes, we're going to install the people who were elected to the church council last Sunday. So at the prayers, I'll ask the church council members, past and present, that is, those elected in 22 or appointed and in 2023, to come forward and be installed at the prayers. And I'm going to give you a chance to experience some of last Sunday's fun by calling another congregational meeting right now. Not to worry, I really don't have the authority to do that, but so what? I was telling Steve Weber, the president of the congregation, this morning, you know, he didn't use one of those fancy gavels last Sunday. So was it really a legit meeting? You decide. So here we go. Except I'm not going to ask you to do the vote on things like budgets. Budgets are difficult to deal with. The conversations end up being hard, often heated. So I thought I'd tone down things a little and maybe vote on some things that we could, without a doubt, agree on unanimously. So let's try this. It has been moved and seconded that you shall not murder. Those in favor of that law? Not bad. Those opposed? Yeah. Okay, so we agree with Jesus so far. How about it's been moved and seconded that anyone who's angry and calls a brother or sister fool deserves to go to hell. Those in favor? No, huh? Well, so much for being in unanimous agreement with Jesus. I suspect you know where I'm going with this. And I also suspect it's not a place any of us feel comfortable going when Jesus starts talking about his view, the kingdom's view of sin and righteousness. Even though most of us have done a lot of good in our lives, I don't want to be looking at having my life compared to only the things that I've not done so well. So I don't like where Jesus is taking us. By the way, that raca thing, the fool, that's translated fool in the gospel lesson, not good. Raca is actually an Aramaic word. It's sort of generic for idiot, fool, stupid, imbecile, or one who fails to signal a turn. Yeah, in case you thought you could leave yourself out on that. That raca, fool thing. I try to forget how many times it's happened that I'm waiting to turn at a light and the car turns and I say, usually silently, "You idiot," just as I look down and realize that I don't have my turn signal on either. The mirror of the law. Luther talked about the law being a mirror that we can see ourselves in. It's a little too accurate for me. And that's just the trivial stuff, of course. I have a pretty good idea of the way Jesus feels about the way I've talked and thought about people with whom I've disagreed. Disagreed about how to run a family, a congregation, a community, a country. Even people I agree with, I say some pretty nasty things to. No help there. I think I know how Jesus feels about how I've handled way too many relationships in my life. You too? I've said things in anger and I've broken promises. I'm on this list. So, Jonathan Edwards, you probably have heard that name, Google him. And Jonathan Edwards, one of the great preachers of American history, perhaps the greatest preacher of the 18th century, a catalyst for the Great Awakening. His most famous sermon is Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Here's a paraphrase from a main theme in that sermon. The wicked must not think, simply because they are not physically in hell, that God, in whose hand the wicked now reside, is not at this very moment as angry with them as he is with those he is now tormenting in hell, and who at this very moment feel and bear the fierceness of his wrath. The rest of that sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, is no kinder to us than those words. I'm not going to debate Jonathan Edwards, although I wonder how he could be so clear in illustrating what hell is life like. It's as if he was there himself and saw it with his own eyes. And in talking about God's anger, he talks about it as if it were his own anger. And I wonder if that is more telling than true. I'm not going to debate Jonathan Edwards, but I am ready to suggest that maybe Jonathan Edwards' defense of God's anger, at the same time that Jesus is condemning anger, that might miss, if not just the Sermon on the Mount, perhaps the entire gospel of Jesus Christ. God is not in the business of condemning people. God is not in the business of promoting anger. Worried about getting into the kingdom of heaven? Stop. We're in the fifth chapter of Matthew now. Jesus, at the very beginning of Matthew, says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Worried about getting into the kingdom of heaven? Stop. You're already there. It's already here. God is not looking for ways to condemn or ruin our lives, but God is about transforming lives, giving us a second and a third and a fourth and an infinite number of chances to enjoy the grace and love that is offered. So how about if we follow Jesus in that? Give ourselves a second chance to be in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.